Get ready for VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange, brought to you by Impact Ministries Worldwide on Impact Radio. And now, VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Thank you for joining us today on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are so excited for all of you who have joined with us from Prayer 24/7 365 and those of you who are getting into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and Impact Radio. We're just excited because we know that we're going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those who need it. And we are excited that you have chosen to be a part. Don't forget to check us out online at www.impactmw.org. And you can always log into the broadcast by clicking Impact Radio on the link on the side. Again, that's impactministriesworldwide.org or impactmw.org. Click on the link that says Impact Radio, and it will get you right into the broadcast. And now we're going to go ahead and get started in prayer today.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to VIBE. We're excited for all of you who joined with us today, and we look forward to having a wonderful time. Before we get started with our broadcast, we're going to go ahead and roll the Impact announcement so you can hear everything else that we have going on during the week. And then when we come back, we will have Pastor Jeff Merton, who's going to come back again to give us an awesome word from the Lord.
Currently, the weekly schedule of activities and events for Impact Worship Centers and Impact Ministries Worldwide are as follows. Please note, all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center, each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, our official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy connection. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray, meditate, and fast each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Again, that's prayer247365.org. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 15-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live life unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit for me. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for our Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Please pray with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 15 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on the Pros Radio Show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Radiance Fellowship and V2 Men's Fellowship both meet monthly on the third Saturday of the month. Radiance begins at 10 a.m. and V2 meets at 6 p.m. Join us each third Saturday for Radiance Women's Fellowship and V2 Men's Fellowship. You can also call in to our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible studies, and prayer services to our toll-free number at 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785. Don't forget to press pound to be connected to the service currently in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio for Impact Ministries Worldwide.
Great. Thank you, Pastor Patience. Thank you so much. I hope everyone's going to be loud and clear today. It's great to be here with you guys again. In the kingdom of God, an amazing to sharing. So thank you once again to Pastor Howard, Pastor Patience, for their hearts and dedication to see the kingdom established in this earth realm in this year and for the generations to come. It's all what God is privileged to be part of what he's doing. So recently, with the value of interaction in business exchange, and okay, sounding good. We were having a few problems here with a little bit, because that's, as you know, we're always forever changing things and getting things new and improved. Okay, we got it. All right, slight technical adjustments there. No, we're still crackling slightly. Okay, I'll try and keep still. We got it. Okay, well, I'm just going to shift. Hang on a second, folks.
All right. Okay.
We're going to actually pick up from here. So I just want to thank everybody for joining in and listening today. It's great to be here with you on Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. I was sharing the other week about different things, different ways of staying focused, staying actually really pinpointed and focused on what God has called you to do. And I want to speak today to everyone who's in leading, who's entrepreneurial, anyone who's heading up a ministry, any kind of responsibility. What often happens is, and this is really, once again, true for me, and God has been pinpointing it, so I'm going a little deep. So I hope you're ready today to go a little internal digging. Sometimes we need to do that. We need to look at ourselves. We need to take an inward reflection so that we can actually be getting on with doing the stuff outwardly. If we don't get the internal right, we often get the external just in a habit form or a pattern, and we stay in the same old pattern, we stay in the same old mode, we do the things we've always done, and we wonder why nothing ever changes. So we need to take an internal assessment, if you like, and I think that's where God took me, to begin to look just a little bit internally today, because we need to set a few things. I can look at levels and gauges. Gauges are there, and they indicate where a particular temperature is. Say if you're driving in your car, you have a particular temperature set, and a gauge is set a certain place. And what you do is you look at that, and it's an indicator. If it drops a bit too low, you think, oh, better do something. If it goes too high, oh, it's overheating, or we've something wrong. So the gauge indicates down or up as to where we are. But sometimes in our lives, we set our gauge where we think we need to operate. So we say, okay, well, I think I'm this. I think I need to operate from this position. And that's true for anybody who's leading a ministry, anyone who's involved in any form of ministry or in your business. You set yourself at a certain place. And I want to challenge us today about where you're actually setting yourself. Where do you see yourself? Where have you set your own perception of who you are and where you are? Because where you actually establish that is where you're going to actually take your organization, your business, your ministry. Where you set yourself, you're going to see yourself. Where you see yourself is where you're actually going to end up. So we need to be actually going past this. So I want to challenge some of you on your internal perceptions. And we're going to jump into a few scriptures here. We're also going to dig into a few Greek words and really get into the depth of some of these scriptures here today. And I pray that it just opens you up. I pray that it gives you an opportunity to take hold once again of who God has established you to be. Because the biggest lie of the devil is he's going to try and deceive you as to who God is, and he'll try and deceive you as to who you are. If he can get you off kilter on one of those two areas, you're off kilter. And then what happens is you're walking crooked, and you're off a few degrees here. It's like the golf ball. You know, you hit it a few degrees off at the where you hit the ball. When it gets down the fairway, it's miles out. And what he is, he's trying to set us. The enemy has tried to set you in the wrong position so that when you end up in 5-10 years down track, you're way off target. So we're going to do a bit of perception adjustment today. So I pray God can help. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for everybody who's on the line today. I thank you, God, that they are so, so, so key in what you're doing in this generation. They're key, number one, because you've called them and you've equipped them to be business leaders, to be entrepreneurs, to be people who are going to make a difference, who are going to lead something. And secondly, they're part of the kingdom. And if they know the Lord Jesus, then they have a plan and a purpose and a destiny far beyond often what they can actually see. So I pray you unlock minds, unlock hearts today, Lord, as we get hold of your word. In Jesus' name, we pray. Okay, first point. If you're following the notes, please pick it up on YouVersion.com. Under Impact Ministries Worldwide, you can pick up notes there. And I want to just pick up first off, set your perception of yourself and your actions at the right level. I'll just state that again. Set your perception of yourself and your actions. I'll explain why I've added and your actions at the right level. Let's pick up Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. Verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. This is from the New King James Version. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. What a statement. We have to set our mind and have the mind that we have in ourselves, the same one as was in Jesus. Sounds impossible? No, because we're told in the Bible that we have the mind of Christ. So we've already got an amazing start, because when you're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, you begin to take on his identity. You take on his mind. You begin to let your mind begin to be transformed, because we need really creative, kingdom-thinking people in this generation right now, and that's you. If you're listening today, that's you. Because you can take your business to a new level. You can take your life to a new level. You can take your ministry to a new level when you begin to see it as God sees it and you see yourself as God sees you. He has an incredible plan for your life. He has an amazing destiny for you. Please receive that today. Some of you need to hear God speak that into your heart again. He has a plan for you. He has a destiny for you. And it is going to be fulfilled as you surrender and realize and see yourself as God sees you, not as you see yourself. Get a hold of God's plan for you. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He was in the form of God, and he didn't consider it robbery. Let's look at that definition of mind. Like I said, we're going to dig a little bit. From Strong's, that word is phronio. It means the midriff or diaphragm, the parts around the heart. Properly regulate, moderate from within. As inner perspective. So this mind means inner perspective, insight, which shows itself in corresponding outward behavior. Interesting. So it's not just what you're thinking, but it's thinking that actually affects your behavior. He goes on to say it essentially equates to personal opinion fleshing itself out in action. Let's say that again. Personal opinion fleshing itself out in action. That's that word mind. So it's not just saying, oh, I need to think this way. It's how you actually begin to perceive, how you actually begin to take hold of a perspective about who you are and then begin to walk it out. So it's not just a thinking process, it's a thinking and an acting process. So this mind that is in you, which is in Christ Jesus, it's the way he thought and the way he then acted out that thinking. Jesus set his face like flint to go to the cross. He had a destiny to set a world and humanity free, to restore them back to the kingdom of God, the kingdom purposes that they were established when they first set up this earth. When God established this earth, and man was to walk in union with God. That's his plan. That's his purpose. We're to be stewards of this incredible planet, and he wants that mind to be in us. He wants that mind to be in you. He wants that mind that says, yes, I have a purpose and I have a destiny to fulfill right now, whether it be in your business, whether it be in your ministry, it's just in your life. Let this mind be in you, this personal opinion about yourself that's going to flesh itself out in action. I tell you, when we begin to walk in this, and I am so certain the church is moving into its greatest era and its greatest time yet, it's moving into an incredible season where we're going to take hold of all the teachings that we've had before. We're going to take hold of the word of God that has been so delivered to us magnificently by preachers and teachers and all the fivefold ministry. They've done an amazing job of delivering what God has put in their hands. But we are now going to take that, and we're going to let that mind of Christ be in us, and we're going to flesh it out. We're going to live it out. We're going to put life action to this thinking. This is the change that's going to happen. I am certain of it. And if you take hold of this today, you begin to flesh out. You don't just think about it as a good idea. You take it on board, and then you move out in it. Let's go on and just check out also this mind be in you. What mind was in Christ Jesus? It says in verse 7, he made himself of no reputation. Other versions say that he emptied himself. So when we look at that word again, it means properly to empty out, to render void, be emptied. Hence, without recognition, perceived as valueless. Okay, this can be well misunderstood, because when you perceive yourself as valueless, it's not saying that you are valueless. You are of extreme value. Yet the mind that was in Jesus Christ took him to the cross. He didn't empty himself of his godly attributes. Unfortunately, sometimes people teach that. But that word there, emptied himself, means suddenly he became less than God. He emptied his godly attributes out and was just human. No, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never stopped being 100% God and 100% man throughout his whole journey through the earth, and he still is the same. He was always fully God, and he never, never emptied out any godly attributes of himself. But what he did, he put his perception that he wasn't going to be above anybody, he wasn't going to be considered to be of a great reputation. He said, no, I have a destiny to fulfill, and I'm going to focus on that. My mind is set that I will not have a great reputation. It's not about me. It's about restoring this beautiful humanity back to their creator God. He had a plan and a purpose to go to Calvary. He had a plan and a purpose, and his personal opinion fleshed it out. His personal opinion, and these are words we're pulling out of the Greek here, his personal opinion was that I am, I know who I am. He spoke seven times in John, I am, restating his absolute sovereignty as God, God himself. Yet, he didn't take that as an advantage, saying, I'm God, you've got to do what I say. No, he said, I'm going to walk this out. I'm going to make myself of no reputation. I'm going to empty myself of any great prowess that I think I need. And this is a word for some of us who are leading. Maybe if you're leading a business, it's not about you. It's about your business succeeding. It's about you leading it. It's about you saying, hey, I'm going to position myself in such a place. I know I'm of absolute value, but I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to push my superiority. That's one way we go. We push up and make ourselves superior. What happens is we then begin to lord it over people. You don't want to be lording it over people under your ministry or lording it over people in your business. You don't want to be lording it, but you also don't want to step down and be inferior. Somehow, you know, oh, I can't do this. I'm positioning myself for failure because I'm not seeing myself as I truly am. Oh, dear, I failed here. I failed there. Oh, dear, I'm going to project that failure back on. I want to speak to you today. No, you're not. It's time to move out of that position. You are not a failure. You have not failed. You're just learning how to see. You're on your journey to succeeding properly. So you've just learned a lesson in success. You haven't failed. Let me speak that over you prophetically today. You haven't failed. It was a beautiful lesson on your journey to your success. So position yourself again afresh. Get a perception of who you are. Get a perception that you're not superior, you're not inferior, but you're who God created you to be, the man and the woman, right now, with the gifts and the talents and the tenacity to go and do what God has called you to do. Jesus had a mind like that. He knew his purpose and he went for it. He didn't have to make himself to be somebody else. He went for just the person of who he was created. So your personal opinion needs to flesh itself out in action. So I want to repeat again, set your perception of yourself and your actions at God's level today. What he says about you, yeah? What he speaks about you, that's your position. You operate from that and you begin to move out in action today. Move out in action from that position. If I had to go either way, and I'm just being honest, I would probably go down the inferior path. I'm never one to push myself up. I wouldn't say, okay, I'm superior. I tend to go the other way. But God has challenged me frequently over the past 12, 14 months, 18 months. He's challenged me to say, yes, stop looking in that position. Set your sight, set your position where you are, where I've called you to be, who you are, because then you will walk in that position. I want to speak that to some of you today. Walk in the position that God has called you to. Set your perception of yourself. exactly where God sees it, exactly with the mind of Jesus, not too high, not too low, perfectly set in the center. Set your gauge, set your thermostat, if you like, that's better than a gauge. Set your thermostat to the right temperature, a holy temperature, a God temperature that he has set you at. Don't be a thermometer today and just read the circumstances or read the past or read other people's opinions, but set your gauge, set your thermostat today to say, yes, I am a man and woman of God. I have been bought at a price. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am anointed to perform the task that God has anointed. I have plans and purposes set before me to walk in, and I choose today to walk in them. I am called to lead this ministry. I am called to develop as an entrepreneur. I am called to make a difference in this generation. I am called today, and I am going to walk out in the actions of a called person who's called into that position. Just as Jesus walked out his action, his pathway was the road to Calvary, to the cross. What's yours? Hallelujah. You don't have to go to the cross. What you have to do is walk in the place that Jesus won the victory for you. Set your perception of yourself and your actions at the right level today. Okay, I want to carry on. Another perspective that we look at, so it's important that we just dig in. Take a time just to reflect on that. Just take a time to reflect on who you are saying you are. I pray that, you know, the Holy Spirit will just reflect on that. And if you're, you know, you're too high or too low, you'll put you right in balance today. Get the mind of Christ in you. Let the word of God tell you and dictate who you are. Because we need you. The kingdom of God needs you to be you today. Okay, let's look at the second one. Set your perspective of the world from the right position. So we're talking about setting our perception of ourselves and our actions at the right level. Second thing is, as we look out, we look in at ourselves and then we look out. We have a viewpoint. We were talking about that this morning, actually, in the meeting. We have a viewpoint, which is just a point of view, which is a view from a point. So we need to set our perspective of the world also from the right position. We have our eyes and our thinking set wrong about ourselves and about our function, our position in the world. And that can just, it takes everything off skew, and we wonder why we're not succeeding. It's because we just need to start getting the mind of Christ, and then we can begin to run again. We can pick up and run. And I see some people today, even now, just as I'm speaking, I see some of you picking up some of the things that you dropped. You dropped some things over the past. I just kind of want to speak out prophetically here. You dropped some things because somehow you felt they failed. Somehow somebody told you they didn't work, and you dropped them. But this is now the season to pick them up again. This is the season that they are going to work. This is the season. Unless you change your thinking and say, yes, that was a good idea. Yes, that was God's plan. And pick up and say, yes, I am the man. I am the woman to run with that plan. I am the person who can do that. I can make a difference, and I can. This will work. Let's pick up on point two. Set your perspective of the world from the right position. So we pick up Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, again from the New King James. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, we've got the word mind again. Mind last time in the other verse was a personal opinion fleshing itself out in action. This is actually a different Greek word. Translated the same, but there's a slight difference to it. So the other one was all to do with having the mind of Christ, which is the thinking and the opinion and the attitude that's going to make us walk it out. So it involved actually thinking and moving. This one is a different word. It's a masculine noun, nous, and it's the God-given capacity of each person to think. So it's our reasoning, the mind, the mental capacity to exercise reflective thinking. That's actually what it means. So it's that capacity within us to be able to reflectively think. And it's the organ, if you like, the mind. It talks about this organ of receiving God thoughts through faith. So this reflective capacity that we have. It says here, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mental capacity to exercise reflective thinking. So that's where we need to start renewing. So we're talking about having a mind that sees ourselves as we rightly are and begin to move in that action. We're also talking here, and this is, I really believe, it's a major, the assault on the minds of Christians and leaders is amazing. To get the mind off skew, to get us thinking wrong, we then act wrong, we believe wrong, and we walk wrong. But when we get our mindset back again on the right path, we begin to reflectively think. I think a lot of times we get so hectic, so rushed, that we stop reflecting. We stop allowing our minds to fully process and reflect and think and chew over and think around a problem. Think around the world that we're looking at. Think around the business that you're running. Think around the ministry that you're running. Think around the people that you lead. Think around the people that you're trying to reach. Think around the product that you're trying to sell or trying to develop to reach out and do some good in this world. Take time to stop and think, because that's how the world would have us running. The world has you running just to make the profit, just to make the money, just to make it bigger, just to make it better. But I challenge you today in your thinking to stop and reflect on what is the real value. What is the value that you're really bringing in what you're leading and what you're doing? I told you this was going to be a little bit of a digger. Get you digging and get you thinking, because I've been thinking this. Why do you do what you do? Begin to think about that again. What is the purpose? Why did you set out to lead or to manage, to get this creative idea, to change the world? What was the purpose? Why did you do it? Think again on what you're doing and why you're doing it. Don't think the way the world thinks, oh, well, we've got to do it fast, we've got to do it better than the competitor, and we've got to do it for a bigger profit. You know, and you get locked up in this way of thinking. I challenge you to go back and reflect on the value that you want to put in. Make something and do something that's going to give a value, an eternal value, to changing a person, to changing a society, to making something better for somebody. That was the value that you put in it. See, that is when you start to think the kingdom of God, because you change people's mindsets. You begin to realize the purpose of what you're doing is to add value. It's to add value to this world. It's to be a good steward of what God has given you. It's to change the perceptions of other people. It's to bring a value to somebody when they feel valueless. It's to lift someone's arms up when they can't lift it up themselves. It's to provide food for someone who's hungry. It's to help somebody who can't move properly. Whatever it is, it's to bring someone out of darkness into light. For those of you who are leading ministries, is to bring somebody from a place where they are and lift them up one step higher so that they move one step closer to God. They feel one step better about themselves than they did after they met you or your product or your ministry, whatever. You've added value to somebody or something, and our society gets changed one person at a time. Reflect on it. Get some reflective thinking going today. But you're not going to think as the world does. We don't want to be conformed to this world. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So that was the title of the message today, was Mind What You Are Thinking. And there's a whole lot more that we could share about this. But I want to just reiterate and, as usual, throw out a couple of questions for you to ponder and reflect. Okay, set your perception of yourself and your actions at the right level. I want to ask you a question today. Where do you see yourself? Who do you see yourself as? Are you taking on the general description of how the world sees you, how the people who follow you see you? Are you taking on perception how God sees you? It's a challenge question for you today to ponder on, because it's actually true in whatever you're leading and whatever you're doing. How do you see yourself? And what about the actions that you take because of that? Because if you see yourself small, you take small actions. You see yourself big, you take big actions. You see yourself as God sees you, you take God actions. So that's my challenge for you, set your perception of yourself. And secondly, set your perspective of the world from the right position. Yes, look out with your eyes today. Take a look, take a stop even. Just take a reflective moment to allow your brain to once again start reflecting, exercising reflective thinking. We get bombarded by this opinion and that opinion, yet what is within you is the very spirit of God, and he will give you all the creativity that you need. But if you can bombard it out by squeezing the world's opinions from the outside in, you stop letting the reflection come from the inside out. And God wants that to come out of you today. He wants you to take time to reflect on this world. Reflect on why you do what you do. Reflect on the fact of what you're doing, how you're changing your environment, how you're changing your situation, how you're changing our world or our society. So take some time. I want to ask you a question. When did you last stop and do some reflective thinking? Maybe you're running from position to position. I challenge you and encourage you today to stop and take some reflective time. Don't let the world push you into its fast-paced pattern, but let God lead you into his amazing kingdom destiny for you. Let me pray. Father, we thank you so much for everybody today. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who's been listening. Thank you for everyone who's taken time to out of their busy schedule to listen and reflect upon these things. I pray, Lord, that we can gain a new perspective, a right perspective, our perception of ourselves and our actions, God, that we can actually begin to move in those things that God has called us to be. And secondly, the perspective, as we look out on the world, what God has called us to do, that, Lord, we'll take time to reflect, as your word says, to reflect on why we do what we do. And, Lord, I pray those who need encouragement today will be encouraged. I pray those who are lacking, Lord, you will provide above and beyond everything they need for today. I thank you for each person, Lord, that you've called to be listening to this program. And I pray, God, that you bless them mightily, and that indeed, part of this message, whatever part, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, you take it and you use it as good seed to bring your kingdom advance in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.